My name's Crystal, and my mother was murdered last year. I was always obsessed with the dead, but the obsession got worse once she crossed over. Before she had died, I had already ghost hunted at some of the most haunted locations across the world. But ghost hunting is different for me now. Something's changed. It's personal. So join me and my paranormal diaries as I enter the doorway into the other side. Welcome to my paranormal podcast. Join me now.
And this is a paranormal podcast for those of you that are brave enough to join the circle. And remember to always follow us on all of our social media platforms for more spooky content, including YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Spotify. And you can always find all of our links at ghostgirldiaries.com. Welcome back. I know this is a quick back-to-back podcast. I wasn't really planning on doing another one this soon, but some interesting sort of information broke today, and I've kind of been waiting for someone to break the silence other than me. I didn't want to be the one to do it. I've known about this behind the scenes for about a year now, and it just wasn't my place to break it. So I knew that the second that this sort of came out somewhere, that we would be able to discuss this a little bit further in depth. And this is going to be even more proof that, really, Dakota shouldn't have been pointing the finger this whole time, and he probably knew exactly what was going on behind the scenes. I mean, take me in consideration. I don't even work for the Travel Channel currently, and I knew what was going on. Let me adjust my camera a little bit. It's a little bit low. There we go. This is pre-recorded. I actually don't even have a script in front of me. I'm going to be going like right off of memory. I just felt like I needed to get this out to you guys as soon as possible. So this podcast will probably be less than 30 minutes, I assume. Okay, so this information broke today, March 15th of 2023, and it's literally 9:03 p.m. Vegas time. Okay, so I'm literally on the ball. I just needed to get this out to you guys. If you're familiar with who Cindy Kaza is, I believe that she was filming with Dave Schrader. Yes, Cindy Kaza. I just Googled it on IMDb Pro. She's on the Holzer Files with Dave Schrader. Okay. So anyway, today on Twitter, if you go to @medium Cindy Kaza on Twitter, she said, "I know a lot of people on Travel Channel, Paranormal Roster are upset about show cancellations. A lot of the executives who supported us for so long have lost their jobs too. There's a lot more than us against them. Let's have some compassion." And, it was retweeted and quoted. A lot of things are going on. I knew that this was happening. I knew that there were executives being fired. And this happens often when companies merge, right? So like last year in 2022, I believe it came out in like August or September, there was a notification that Discovery had merged with Warner Brothers and also HBO. Like, you'll have to Google it to see all. We actually, Kat and I touched on this and we said, whoa, that's a lot of money, right? Because Discovery was already a powerhouse by themselves. Warner is a huge powerhouse by themselves. And then you're like interacting with HBO and it's like they did Game of Thrones. Like, that's a lot of money, multi-million dollar series, right? So there's a lot of money that's now being thrown into this big giant pool. They've now merged and become one. And oftentimes when that happens, they will go in and pretty much clean house. Okay. It's very common. I've seen this happen with production companies, with networks before. And I think what ended up happening, in my opinion, as like an EP myself, there was a lot of money that was lost during the pandemic, during COVID. I mean, everybody suffered at that point, right? Like, we all were trapped in our houses, like it was a strange time of our life. And I think that ended up, a lot of these companies decided, well, rather than shutting down and like going bankrupt, we need to merge, was sort of the opinions behind it. And it really is a smart move because you're just kind of combining a bunch of money and a bunch of power. And now let's see what we can create. And in a way it's good, right? Because we have all these apps that we're paying for individually, like HBO Max and, Discovery. And once these all merge, it's only going to be one app we're paying for, because at the end of the day, that we can't pay for every single app out there, right? Like, ends up being as much as cable. You might as well pay for cable. So when this was announced, and I believe Kat and I talked about it around September of last year, that this merger happened, it's a big merger. You know that you're going to be facing a lot of changes within the network. And I knew Travel Channel specifically was going to have a lot of changes. I do have friends on the inside. So I was predicting this. Last week, between a week and 2 weeks ago, I had seen on Twitter and heard that there was a lot of firing mishaps going on, where a lot of people were losing their jobs. Sort of like how Elon went in and just kind of oh, you're gone, we're done, parting ways, like what he did with Twitter. And it was a shock to the system to a lot of people. I saw some executive producers that I know tweeting about it. So I knew that this was going on. I just didn't want to talk about it until somebody broke it in the paranormal community. So shout out to Cindy Kaza for doing that for me, because now I feel like I can step forward and it wasn't me, that was the one that broke it. So, going back to Destination Fear, going back to Dakota, right? He was definitely aware that this happened. He was definitely aware in 2022 that Discovery merged with Warner Brothers, right? And it is... you'd have to be dumb not to know that there's going to be people lose their jobs. That's just the way companies work when they take over, which honestly, that probably tells me in a way Warner Brothers may even hold more supremacy over Discovery, because they were probably the ones that came in with the more money and said, okay, we're cleaning house, we're wiping house. Now, I know you're going to ask me a couple of things. One, if Dakota knew that this was happening, was he... could he have predicted that his show was going to be cut then? Absolutely. 100%. Anybody that had lower numbers in their previous season. So I know Dakota just did season 4. I'm talking season 3. Anybody that had lower numbers prior to that probably knew that they were going to be on the chopping block, unfortunately, especially after a merger. So he saw this coming a long time ago. And it's even more shocking to me that now that the news has been dropped, that he was pointing the finger at Zach. This is even more proof that this had nothing to do with Zach. Honestly, this probably had more to do with Warner Brothers than even executives. Once again, remember what I said last time, the hierarchy in film, right? So of course you have Zach and Dakota, who are the executive producers of Destination Fear. Above that is the production company. Above that is Travel Channel. Above that is Discovery, which is the umbrella network. And above that now is the merger with Warner. So you're talking way, way high up in the chain. These are executives that probably don't even sit in on this said network of Travel Channel that made these decisions. And honestly, at this point, we should kind of be happy for Zach that he didn't get cut, right? Because he's an executive there. He's definitely not, he just was labeled an executive within the last 24 months, right? But he didn't get cut, probably because Ghost Adventures is so good. And so we also need to thank God for that, because our one good paranormal show that exists and the executive on it is still there. Thank God. Now, the question is, why would they cut all these people and why would they cut all these shows? I've actually been seeing the writing on the wall for a long time. Anybody that's in film, my production friends, even my friends that are in production in Vegas, even Kat, we've all been watching, Travel Channel put out paranormal shows like candy, very easily, right? Oh, another paranormal show. Oh, another paranormal show. And this has been going on for years. How many shows have we seen with new people and old people that just keep coming in for one season, getting canceled, one season, getting canceled? That's really bad turnover rate, right? You don't want a bad turnover rate. It's essentially a regular job. Think about wherever you work. I don't know if that, if you work at a library or you work at a mall or you work for the city or the government, the question always is, oh, is there a turnover rate? Which means either people quit all the time or get fired. Is there a high turnover rate? It's kind of essentially the same thing in film. Why would you want to put hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars into these one season shows that keep failing over and over again? Because now you're having a really high turnover rate of production and television production failure. And it's a lot of money. Remember what I said last time, Zach's show alone, and it's a documentary show. So if you're looking at comparing Zach's show to Game of Thrones, okay, Game of Thrones is a massive production. You can look up the numbers online. It cost millions and millions of dollars, not only for the cost of the actors, Jason Momoa, whatever his salary was, but also production is expensive, right? You're talking about camera equipment, camera techs, you're talking about production, you're talking about set design, all that stuff costs. But it's kind of like pennies in comparison to a docuseries. Now, Zach definitely makes millions of dollars for sure per season, probably per episode at this point. However, documentaries are cheaper to make because they don't take renting out a studio and set design and all this stuff. However, they're still expensive, right? You're still talking about documentary equipment, and one lens for a camera starts at like $10,000. And most of the time you have multiple cameras and four or five lenses per camera. Like, I wish people got to see behind the scenes of what it takes to even make a documentary series, because it's interesting. I'm fascinated by it, which is why I went to film school, right? The cost of everything, just a single boom mic, you know, like boom mic operator, everything costs. My point of this is, imagine being in Travel Channel's position, and they've had failed series after failed series after failed series. That's a lot of money and a lot of turnover. If you're adding up all of these failed series, and that can include all of, you know, Jack Osborne's series, although I think that Jack Osborne uses his dad's money to pay for everything, I think Ozzy pays for everything. But still, even if Ozzy is paying for it and it's failing, it still doesn't make the network look good. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it looks like a high turnover rate. So now you're talking about like Kesha, her series got canceled after one season. You know what I mean? Like, all of these really bad shows just keep getting canceled because the executive producers just keep approving everything coming through, and they're not good. Let's just be honest. They're not good. And that's also why you're not getting good camera equipment like Zach, and you're not getting good camera techs and camera operators and people on set that know what they're doing, because Zach's really the only EP that understands paranormal film, right? So I bet you when Discovery came in, they looked at the numbers and when Warner merged with Discovery and they came in and they looked at the numbers of all of these shows that are turned over and not doing well, they were probably like, I want a list of all of the executives who kept approving these trash series that kept getting canceled, and we're firing all of them. Now, of course, as a filmmaker and producer myself, I have empathy for these executives, right? Like, I'm not saying they're shit executives just because they got fired, but I am saying that they were not thinking as they were producing all of these films and all this production. And it was thousands and thousands of dollars, hundreds, millions, probably in the millions of dollars that was wasted. And now that Warner's coming in, they're like, no, we're not going to do that again. Anybody that just kept approving shit shows, we're just going to get rid of. And so it sounds like they went in and practically wiped everybody out. Zach was not one of them. Honestly, I think it needed to happen. Let's be real. We've all been talking about Travel Channel gets made fun of, right? It's not a travel show, or it's not a travel network anymore. It's all about ghosts and paranormal, which I don't see the problem in that, but they are not, let's just be honest. There's a stark difference between the production value of how Zach shoots his content and why it's so successful versus the camera equipment and the way Destination Fear was shooting their content. And that is also taken into consideration. And that's probably why the numbers are, you know, substantially lower when you're taking Destination Fear into consideration and comparing it to Ghost Adventures. The production value is lower. I can't tell you whose fault that is. I wasn't there for those negotiations. Really, that's about it. Like, I can pretty much wrap this podcast up at this point. This is more proof to me that Dakota shouldn't have been going on this rampage like he has been and blaming Zach. He knew that this was coming. He saw this coming, and he definitely knew this had nothing to do with Zach. So I think that at even more of a standpoint, understanding the merger that happened, which you're more than welcome to Google it and research it yourself. It's Discovery merging with Warner Brothers. It kind of makes Dakota look like an idiot. Because it's like, if you're going to talk smack and be upset and emotional, which is fine, he can be upset his show's being canceled, but tell the whole story. Talk about everything. Don't just point the finger at one person. And I want you guys to understand, you know, when I talk about negotiations and I talk about, you know, when I've gone in with these networks and you sit with these executives and you negotiate your series, 99% of the population would not be able to handle it, because you're talking about, you're negotiating with millionaires, these important CEOs, these high ups in the chain. They're scary. They're scary people. And I mean, you can ask Kat. She had a major negotiation with me and Amazon, and she got so scared she broke down in tears. because they will say terrible things to you to break you down. They want to see how tough you are. And I guess at this point, I've just been doing it for so long that like I don't get affected by it. You know what I mean? Which I don't know if that's good or bad, or like it's my trauma. No, I'm just kidding. It's my trauma. Like nothing hurts me at this point. Okay. No. In all seriousness, that's what I keep saying. You have to be tough with these negotiations. And him, you know, Dakota pointing the finger at Zach continually over and over again, it's just so strange to me, because especially after the merger happened, and I'm so glad I can finally talk about this, especially after the merger happened, like, do you really think Zach had control over this after Warner and them merged? Are you crazy? Like, and Zach just was labeled an executive like a year ago. You think that he has that much clout and like control when he was just labeled an executive like a year ago? And he's not going to go in there balls a-blazin' and like piss everybody off when he's a newbie executive. So, it, you know, once again, this was all under the control of Warner. I can promise you that. And I mean, just as a filmmaker, it's like a duh. You know what I mean? It's like a duh type of thing. And I'm just going to go back to it and say, like, this is shameful on Dakota that he caused this huge stir up in the paranormal community. You know, everyone's on edge waiting for Nick Groff to come out with this tell-all video to talk smack about Zach because he needs to be relevant again. And he's using this as a means in. And it's Dakota's fault. For what? For what reason? When this has to do with the way production is. It sucks. I'm not going to lie to you. Production world isn't fair. And I can only hope that as we evolve as a production community in film and television, that once millennials take over, or maybe even Gen X, but really right now it's still ran by baby boomers, the rich old men I've talked about. I hope there's change in the film and production industry. And I'm not just talking about television, also in movies, because there's still not equality with women. And I hope it changes. Like, you know, I was even thinking to myself the other day, if this whole like situation of Dakota throwing a fit, if that was Amy Bruni, as a woman doing that, do you know how fast she would be in trouble and be cut? Like, it's like that typical white male privilege that Dakota has with like throwing a baby fit. If it were a female doing that, it wouldn't fly. I can promise you that. Like, you'd be like PMSing and you'd be a bitch, right? But now that it's a young kid, a guy that doesn't really know what he's doing, but oh, he's just a dude that's like anger about it. It's the imbalance of the film world that I really hope that eventually more women step into the industry of not only paranormal, but also film, because we're the only ones that are going to be able to change it. So I really count on you guys out there listening as ladies, as women, identify as females, to help this industry, because it needs change desperately. And I can't do it alone. And that's why I was a catalyst and I used my old channel to educate and not gatekeep. I wanted everyone to understand how it works. I've never gatekeeped because it's going to take more than me as a movement to do this. I need fans. I need followers. I need you guys to push me. I need your support. I know that I'm heading this and I've been heading it for a long time, but I need more than just myself to do this. Like, you're talking about severe inequality that's been going on for a long time. And yes, it has now rolled into paranormal. So how are we going to fix this? And it goes back to what Chris Fleming said. We have to do this together. We also need the men supporting the females, right? And I have a lot of men out there that have supported me for years. I read your comments. I know it. You think I'm a badass chick. You like can't wait to see my series signed. We need you too. I need the guys to say, where is the damn equality in this? I need the men to step up and say, I'm a feminist too. And I agree in equality. Why can't you be a female and be an investigator? You know, and I'm really excited because even though Warner's involved now, I think this means they're going to be bringing in new executives, and that means that there is a possibility of change on the horizon. So yes, we are sad. We're seeing the downfall of Dakota. It is sad. However, shifting that, we also need to remember that change is good. And this could mean that new executives bring in fresh ideas that may believe in equality and may want change. And, you know, right now, Amy Bruni is the only woman in film and paranormal that's really successful. And there needs to be more than Amy. I negotiated with Discovery before, and I got in on negotiations just after they had signed Kesha, And they told me that. They said, oh, I'm sorry, you know, we can't have another female front because we've already signed Kesha. She's our only female front. I don't get it, though. Like, that's the inequality. So you can have all of these shows with men running it as the head lead investigator, lead host, lead male executive producer, but you're only allowed to have room for one female, which is Kesha? Why is there multiple men allowed to be involved, but only one female at a time? This is the change that we have to make, but we have to support each other as a community. And it's not even about just female investigators. If you guys are desiring and wanting to see better film quality and better paranormal shows, the only way we're going to do it is if we come together and do it together. This separation that we're doing, this exposing of each other, tearing each other down, isn't going to work. And I'm telling you right now, from somebody who has done these negotiations for so long, and I've negotiated with some really terrible networks, let me be honest with you. There are some people out there I'll never negotiate with again. And I promise you that, okay? But let me tell you what, Travel Channel isn't one of them. They're really good. And I think even after this merger, they'll be better. And I need you to remember that the reason Zach is so successful is because he's the only one that knows what he's doing, which is why I'm trying to teach you guys that so that you can also become filmmakers so he doesn't have to be the only one. I don't think he's necessarily gatekeeping it. It just wasn't on his path like me to teach you guys and to share that information so you have me. And I'm not just talking about women watching me and learning from me. The guys, you guys can learn from me too with film, right? That's why I was doing all those film lessons on my old paranormal channel. I want to teach you. I'm here to help you. I'm not here to gatekeep it. It's silenced, it's hidden, and it's rare when you understand paranormal television and film and documentaries. And I'm not going to be the one to hold it hostage. I want everyone to know because there's room for all of us. We don't have to tear Zach down in order for the rest of us to succeed. I can promise you that. I can promise you that. The last thing that I kind of just wanted to mention too was, you know, reading Cindy Kaz's message. She says a lot of executives support us for so long. You know, it's a mentality like, let's not use us against them. Let's have some compassion. That's Cindy Kaz also trying to put Dakota in his place. So there's been a lot of people unite behind Zach than just Nick Groff going against him. So I need you guys to remember that, that although they're not saying I stand with Zach, this is what they mean. Okay? Like, we have to support him too. He is the head EP right now in the industry. And he's not the bad guy. He's not the bad guy. But he's the only one that's highest up in the chain command. And why do you want to pick fight? Just do the work yourself. If you want to get where Zach is, then work as hard as he did. What do you think I've been doing for 10 years? And the last thing that I really want to mention is that Dakota did release another statement in his Facebook private group. And I'm going to read it. And it sounds like he had a, you know, it sounds like he did a 360 sort of changed his tune, which is interesting to me because it makes me wonder if, I mean, I personally think he's calmed down, but I also think that legal probably had a serious conversation with him. And I hope that it worked because he doesn't want to get an attorney involved. I don't think he'll be able to afford to fight Warner Brothers against them. I mean, he needs to really get in control of himself. So this was the statement that Dakota said. Regardless of what lies ahead for Destination Fear, we want to say that the network treated us amazing over the years. They gave Destination Fear a home, gave us a start and a platform, and created a space for all of us to cross paths and meet. So many great people have had the opportunity to work with us. Without Travel Channel and Discovery Plus, we would never have the DFAM family. So let's be thankful and grateful. Let's continue to grow the foundation, grow as a family, and keep moving forward. If one door closes, another will open. I hope that he learned his lessons through this. That's my opinion on that. Because he has certainly caused a stink and it's still not done. It looked like Dakota posted a photo that he's going to be releasing some behind the scenes message. I don't know what he's going to say. He released that on Instagram. And a lot of people are still provoking Nick Groff to come forward with a quote, tell-all podcast or video. And he says he's going to do it. And I just really think it stinks that it's going to give him the relevancy that he needs to make a comeback. And I'm not saying he's the enemy. I'm just saying he's not the hero. And I think that we all need to get along with each other and cut the bullshit and try to make this paranormal community what it needs to be and what it should be by now, both professionally and personally. Because you're right. You're damn right. It's 2023, baby. We should have more than one good show out there to watch from Zach. And there is room for all of us. Let me tell you what, these networks, they have millions of dollars. They have plenty of money. There is room for all of us to grow. There's room for all of us to be as successful as Zach. We just have to work for it. And you have to know your shit with film. So start learning now. Start getting on YouTube. Start teaching yourself. Get a documentary shot and buy some good camera equipment and submit to some film festivals and put your stuff out there on social media and start getting noticed, okay? And it's going to take a village for this to be reunited, and we have to do it together. And Dakota, if you're listening, I love you, buddy. And I hope you learned your lesson. And I hope that you never throw a fit like this again, because that was embarrassing. And you really, you need to do some shadow work and get some therapy to control that inner child wound that you have, that you had to like shoot arrows at everybody. And just remember that there's three sides to every story, your side, their side, and the truth. And that's why I like to play devil's advocate in a lot of my podcasts and negotiations. And I think you guys know that about me for so long. I like to take this side and I like to take that side. And then I like to give my opinion on it. And I'm going to call a spade a spade. I'm going to agree or not agree, because that's just who I am. I don't have anything to hide. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm very authentic with you guys. But I hope that Dakota is salvageable for at least another network, not necessarily with Destination Fear, but I hope he didn't cut his throat too badly, because I really don't want to see anyone fail. I really don't. But this whole going against each other, and Nick Groff needs to take a seat too. He needs to go get some therapy and do some shadow work too, because he had a lot of success with Ghost Adventures, and he needs to look in the mirror and take accountability for what he did as well. We don't need to keep exploding the paranormal community apart, because these celebrities in our life, Nick Groff, Zach Bagans, Jason Hawes, Grant, Amy Bruni, they are the celebrities we look up to as a community. And when they act like idiots, we will replicate it as a community. And that is the problem. And that's where it has to stop. They are on a pedestal that everyone's watching for such a small community. And they need to act like adults. Because if they go after each other, then all the little paranormal groups are going to start going after each other, right? There were communities and paranormal groups in Colorado that would be like, oh, you can't investigate in Black Hawk because that's where my team investigates. You're not allowed to go to that cemetery without this team. Oh, come on. Do you own this? You own the damn cemetery, mofo? No, you don't. You don't own the goddamn cemetery. The city does, so shut the hell up. We're not going to start gatekeeping locations. Get the hell out of here. We're going to support each other is what we're going to do. We're going to change some shit right now, starting right now. And we're going to start making positive movements, because that's the only way we're going to succeed. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for the opportunity to have this short podcast. I'm so glad I'm pre-filming, because I didn't have to go live. So this is all meant to be, right? I could get on here, hop on, do a little podcast, and now I'm going to export it and get it on everywhere for you guys. Leave us comments. Please make sure that you're supporting both the podcast and the YouTube channel. We're making a new YouTube channel that's all new content. So please help us boost it by sharing, liking our videos, commenting down below. If you like us on YouTube, make sure you also download the podcast. Just keep helping us boost numbers so that we can keep growing. And I love you guys, but let's make some positive change here. Come on, let me be the catalyst for getting rid of this bullshit, because I'm tired. It's been 10 years of negotiation. I've probably worked the hardest, and I'm still not signed, and I'm tired, and I'm tired of the bullshit, okay? Let's just get this going. I love you guys. Make sure you download us. Find all of our social media at ghostgirldiaries.com. And as always, we will catch you guys next time. Good night, guys. Back from the dead.